wanted to tell another story again. But I'm going to tell the story in English. It's a true story about the Pazzi woman. About these apostles to Charlotte. And he had a son. One summer there was a lot of people in Charlotte, no cat, cook, saying we can cut to you. So a young man went to hunting out for fishing with his kingdom. There was two young men, son of a long oak among them fishermen. So the people of Charlotte wait for them young men to arrive back home. So they never showed up. Father Lawler took his father with him and walked up to Anigra and see if anything happened to them young fishermen from Charlotte. They met their own son halfway to Anigra, coming home to Charlotte by walking from his arms, with his legs being cut off. When they met his parents, he told them what happened. After he told his parents, he dropped dead. The Raul didn't turn back. He just kept going to Anigrap. At Anigrap, he went up on the back and looked up the coast. He saw Camp Point Hope's camp. There was stone bound, too rough to carry with a skin boat. He left his wife there and told her to watch. If anything starved, he wanted his wife start back to Charlotte. So a robber went up to Point Hope camp. When he got there, he didn't walk right into Point Hope people. He stopped off from the people. One hope men were divided by one of the skin boat turns up for wind burdens. So one of the men walked off from the rest of Point Hope and put two stakes up. After he put two stakes up, he went back to the Point Hope men, then picked up his bow and arrow and went down to one of the stakes. And call on to Avalok to come to other stakes. So Avalok went right away, no delay, so they start shooting each other with bow and arrow. Finally, Avalok wounded Point Hope men. As he wounded Point Hope, the rest of the Point Hope jumped up on Avalok. Then Avalok started towards the solid. Point Hope men followed him behind, tried to catch up with him. Finally, Avalok saw his wife. So he stopped and protected himself, so he started off again with his wife so far off. He couldn't see his wife when he went up to shelter they built before the defense themselves. So Avalok started off and took the shelter and went in. When Avalok went in the shelter, his wife was in there. They tried to take her parka off, but her parka was stuck to her flesh from sweat. She was carrying baby on her back, and they cut the parka with knife, but the baby were okay. Baby was full of life, and then Prince Hope was breaking. All the people, women, and kids went inside the shelter before I went back from Anigra. So people of Notak, Kopak, Silvik, and Kachu built that fort, that shelter, way ahead of time. There were a lot of people inside that shelter. Point Hope were outside of the shelter. Call in, try to have them come out and fight. But the people went inside of that shelter. They sent two men with kayak across the Kotsubu in order to bring more men to Charlotte. So two skin boats two men in each boat. There was two skin boats coming to us from Northern Nortac River. And they're on the back side of the shallow. No sign of those people showed that came in their boats. They had drilled in the ground tunnel from shallow to the edge of the water. They had built in the tunnel, in the dark tunnel from shore to the edge of water on the back of the shelter. Those men arrived and then skin boats stopped at the mouth of the tunnel and walking in the shelter through the tunnel. And there were a lot of men inside of that shelter. Burn Hopper didn't know it. So Burn Hopper went to Shoshone people's camp and get the wall of skin and start blanket tossing. While they were blanket tossing, two men went down from shallow to where they were blanket tossing. When Point Hopper tossed up one of the Point Hopper men in the air, two arrows struck the man while he was in the air. And then two men ran back to shallow. Just want to make Point Hopper matter. So people in San Sequoia up to Point Hopper, they will be coming out early in the morning to fight. So next early morning, men from Shawish start to come out with bow and arrow, and they start fighting. Finally, Point Hopper lost the fight. They were killed. One of the Point Hopper ran off. So around right after and finally around quite a bit, about 35 miles from Shoshone. When about quite a bit, he noticed him, he was his head bully. So they just stopped and talked about each other. About told his head brother not to be mixed up with the people that want to mix up with the fight. They just changed their bow and arrow, and depart. Those who Point Hopper was camping at an hour, they were returning from Cartier to Point Hopper. They were stonebound at an hour, and they killed those young fishermen from Shoshone. That was how it had. Even today, you could see part of that shoulder of Shoshone. I had seen it myself. That's the end of the first story I told. It's about Sherlock and his son and his brothers. The title of it is what it is. This is the true story, the Blue Eskimo story. This has happened long ago. That's the shark. So I'm going to tell you another story. It's a Sismet story. It's a true story again. It's a real story, but the true story of what has happened long ago. And these two men, they both from Sismet. There was a fellow from Sismet and a fellow from same place. They were shooting each other with bow and arrow. One fellow was named Kavazu. Other fellow was named Tomohotero. Kavazu killed Tomohotero. Now, Tomohotero was a pretty wealthy guy. He can run fast, he can jump high, and things like that. رسالة في واقع العاصمة. أنت هناك لديك هذا التمر بتاعك. التمر بتاعك هو سفارة هوستو تبقوك في فيش كمان خلاص كل وين خلاص بوك اوف جراسيش in his eyes bit in his eyes house before he went away for the summer for when this had to a spring camp when Kavasa come back from spring camp Kavasa go for the poke of dry fish to take home so his kid can have something to eat. He had a lot of kick, but he missed it. He missed that poke of oil. This fellow Tamagotero took it home, put it on his lap and took it home, just took it away without anything. Kavazuk asked the people, I wonder what became of the poke I cast away for my kid to eat when I come back from the spring camp. They told him, Tamagotero got it. When he heard about who got it, he went over to Tamagotero and kept the cigarette. This is what was happening. Tamagotero had put cigarette on his cash, so the next morning Tamagotero was going to put out the net, the cigarette. But when he went out, the seal had gone. Kavasa took them. That's how these two firm been doing. So finally they come to fight with bone and arrow. They set up stick, walk away from the opposite direction, start shooting arrows. Come closer and closer to the stick. But they couldn't hit each other. Get closer and closer, but miss each other. Tamagotero jumped all the time, sideways, either way, every day or another for a shoot. But then Kavasa grabbed Tamagotero's arrow while it was flying on the side of him. He jumped over and grabbed it. When arrow went by, he put it on his bow and shoot it back and hit Tamagotero in the arm. Right in the middle, so Tamagotero dropped his bow. When he fell, he didn't get to the ground before he was struck dead by that arrow. But then there was a medicine man, a man that Tamagotero exchanged right with him in a while. Tamagotero and his wife have a son. The medicine man and his wife have no son. Tamagotero say, Tamagotero's wife asked that medicine man, will give you our son because he hasn't been changed in wife and he is the same as your son. This lady come to Tamagotero place and spend night, and that other lady goes to medicine man's place and spend night. The people knew about it all right, but they don't do nothing about it. They let him go like that. Tamagotero wife told the medicine man about the fight. The medicine man accepted Tamagotero, took the arrow heads out of his shoulder, the arrowhead had been struck, brought him back to life. When he got him back to life, he said, now listen here, don't eat any berries this year, not until they grow up again next season. Some kind of a superstitious he said he had. That year when the snow goes away, he told his wife, we wanted some berries, but his wife told him, you know that your old partner over there told him not to eat anything else until they grow again. I am going to get you a lot of bears when they grow again, and then you can eat them. But one day he was embarrassed bad, so he's trying to beat his mom up because he's not giving him any. The lady kind of scared of him, so she gets some bears, get a poke of bears from the ice house, cut it in half, bring one half inside the house to throw out. When it was getting light, some of the bears going to eat those bears. He called him a pet because he got no teeth. And after he eat those bears, he sat there and go to bed with his wife. After there was a little while, his wife woke up. The hand that was touching her husband was kind of getting sweat. She put her hand on that sweat and looked at it and said, "It's blood." Then she got up and went to the medicine man, the one she always went to when the man exchanged wives. She told him, "That fellow ate bears last night. I don't want him to eat them all night, but when he started to beat me up, I got him both, which you have, and turned back to life again." The medicine man says, and saying, "I told him already not to eat bears. I gave him live ones. He's pretty hard one to tell what he should do. What he should do. I'm going to let him go, let him die, so he won't come back again when he eats bears. He died by eating those bears." When men exchange wives, their kids are like brothers and sisters, so that's what they've been doing all days ago, so they get have friends. What? When we're going along with trying to run off with it. Nikkan konaktan kimlerini tabi beni kanıt suvada lağmen ağlama nukkakta olayma ağlama elinikta olayma nukkanin halakta olmet vajin tabi menevva okulume nalağmen ağlama nalağmen çidin nukkakta olayma yaşattım. Başına yeni konuk kalktım. Oturuyorum ben ve çıkartmaya çıkartmaya çıkartmaya. Mayan kurmanın türünün içine misikin. It made my great, great, great father went up to the moon. He was the medicine man, went up to the moon. The United States and Russia have been trying to reach the moon. Now the United States reached the moon. And before Russia tried to reach the moon too. And many days ago, my great, great grandfather, you get it? He went. He was the medicine man. They were living up the river. My father and my uncle, then three boys was with him. This old man, one evening, he said he's going to go up to the moon. This moon, it had a name in Eskimo too. This is my great grandfather. He went up to the moon. Is Chicken Jack. That's the name of the moon that day when my uncle went up to the moon. So they watched it. He was acting inside of the igloo on the floor. And my uncle was telling his two boys what he'd been doing, what that man been doing. Now I think he reached the moon, so I think he met a man up there. He said for a move that what my uncle Musick said tell his two brothers. And when he gonna come back, he told these people, my father and my two uncles, he told them that he met a man from Point Hope up in the moon. So my uncle Lincoln don't believe it. When he went out, he told his two brothers, he's the oldest one, the oldest from his two brothers. I don't believe that man, he said. I don't believe our uncle. I don't think he went up to the moon. So they wait till the summer comes, about August. The first part of August, there was some Point Hope came down from Point Hope with the skin boot. So my uncle invited them, he let his wife cook some fish, fried anything, cooked in any way, and then they had a potluck. And those Point Hope would bring some whale meat, mucked up stuff like that, and they were eating in one place, in a big tent where my uncle had it, the potluck. So after they get through eating, he brushed his tobacco pouch, let them have and smoke. So after he'd done that, he asked the Point Hopers, did anybody from Point Hope went up to the moon and chicken that cat? My uncle asked him. One old man says, yeah, there was a fellow named Asichuk. He was a medicine man at Point Hope. He went up to the moon that time. And when he come back, he told us he met Ikena from Cartier up in the moon. Those two men knows each other. They would put some kind of a marker in the moon and that the United States would find it. That how these medicine men, they had some kind of a power to look. It looks to me, the way they talk about this medicine man, we have, but I never seen one. After they get rid of them being medicine, women or medicine men after they get through with that, I was born. This is the end of the story. This is not the real story, but next time, I will tell another story again. For you folks will hear some more. Well, thanks a lot, ladies and gentlemen. I'll try to do my best and to tell you what these things been happening to you in early days ago. But I try my best to tell it to you folks so we will lose it, so it'll be on some folks. So I'm going to start telling you some stories in English if they, if Manus says okay, but this is the first one I told in English, so I'll see you folks again sometime. I hope these stories will come out so you folks can listen to them.